Test 62, Section 2, Question 21. And here we're looking to for what's supported by the information above, so it's most supported. And what we get is most large nurseries sell raspberry plants primarily to commercial raspberry growers. Okay, so that's the first thing. Large nurseries, raspberries primarily to commercial. And sell only plants that are guaranteed to be disease-free. And all the plants they sell are disease-free. Now again, that's most large nurseries, and so we know that if it's large nursery, primarily to commercial, and they only sell plants that are guaranteed to be disease-free. However, the shipment of raspberries that Johnson received from Wally's plants carried a virus that commonly afflicts raspberries. So the shipment that Johnson got from Wally's had a virus. Now, I didn't really see a lot of connection. Maybe it suggests that Wally's isn't really a large nursery or something. It's because it says it's guaranteed to be disease-free, and this one had the disease, so I wasn't really sure. I didn't feel like anything was perfect because it still is only talking about most large nurseries and then this one shipment. So, if Johnson is a commercial raspberry grower and Wally Plants is not a large nursery, then, well, all of a sudden this kicks us out of anything we really know. Because if Wally's isn't a large nursery, we don't have any claims about non-large nurseries or small nurseries. So A, I would throw out. We don't know much. B, Johnson is probably not a commercial raspberry grower if the shipment of raspberry plants that Johnson received from Wally's plants was not entirely as it was guaranteed to be. This one, I really just was confused. I didn't really understand it. I didn't feel like it said anything about whether Johnson was a commercial raspberry grower. Because the commercial raspberry grower thing is just that those companies sell primarily to commercial, but that doesn't mean that everybody is. If Johnson is not a commercial raspberry grower, then Wally's plants is probably not a large nursery. Well, that's saying if it's not a large raspberry grower, it's probably not a large nursery, but we don't even really know that, because just because they sell primarily to large nurseries doesn't mean that you don't sell quite a bit to individual growers. Wally's Plants is probably not a large, well-run nursery if it sells raspberry plants primarily to the local or to commercial raspberry growers. Well, we don't really know whether it's a large, well-run. That's kind of that well-run part. I don't really have much information. So I'm really hoping that E is decent. And then if Wally's Plants is a large nursery, okay, so that's going to then put Wally's in the most large nurseries, then, or at least say that that would apply to them. Then the raspberry plants Johnson received in the shipment were probably not entirely as they were guaranteed to be. Well, first off, I love the word strength here, because it's saying then they were probably not entirely as guaranteed. And if Wally's plants is a large nursery, we know that the probability rests on are going to fall into the two traits that we know, which is sell primarily commercial and sell only plants guaranteed to be disease-free. So if that's what the majority does, then it does make it probable that the plants weren't guaranteed as they or weren't as they were guaranteed to be because they had a virus. And so E is our best answer, largely because the word strength matches what we have in the passage.